Welcome, ladies and gentlemen of the internet. Welcome to another episode of War Stomp Radio, where me and a few of my friends sit down, talk about games, talk about tech news, talk about pop culture, and everything
and
in between.
Sex talk with Qua.
With Qua. Yep. And
with
this
Dr.
week,
Qua.
This week, I'm joined by the usual Alvin Digitang.
Hello.
Gino De La Cruz. And one of our good and popular friends, Quabby.
Hey.
Also known as Quasher.
Mm-hmm.
So without further ado, let's get this shit started.
Don't you mean let's get stomped?
Nope. I don't.
It's time.
It's a catchphrase.
Yeah, that is our... Have you seen our show?
I haven't watched it in like 3 weeks. I've been coming home super late on Mondays.
No one ever watches in the beginning, but we always do this thing where we say let's get stomped, but we say it one word at a time, each of us.
Oh.
It's time. Get. To.
Stomped.
Maybe that's why no one watches the beginning.
Filthy.
I didn't mind doing it because no one ever watched it at the beginning except us.
I'm messing it up on purpose.
Mm-hmm. So, what you been up to, Qua? Yeah, let's give the audience a little bit of background on yourself.
Sure. Like what I've been playing?
Yeah, I'm a fucking raid leader. What the fuck more do you want?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm the former main tank of Absolution. Got ousted by the off tank eventually. been playing WoW since 2004, since launch.
Very nice.
Yep. Cool.
What you playing right now?
Trying to quit Final Fantasy 14. That game, yeah, I just bought the expansion pack, so I feel like if I did quit, like, it'd be such a waste of money, because I just bought it, but you can't access the expansion content to complete vanilla stuff, and that stuff is just so dry and boring, so I might just go back to WoW.
You're, like, gated, right?
Yep, because you gotta do, like, 100 quests on there just to, like, see any of the expansion content.
Are there still a lot of people doing that content, though?
What are you talking about, the vanilla?
Yeah, the vanilla stuff.
It's hard to say because it's all solo content, I think.
Oh, is it?
Oh, no, I take it back. There's some instances, but you just queue with random people and they just running through it. Yeah.
So.
But that game is freaking... The storyline is freaking terrible. It makes WoW's story look like The Witcher 3, and WoW's pretty bad story. And then, like, I can't stand it anymore, so...
Wait, so the expansion didn't add anything, like, pre-max level? For Final Fantasy 14?
Yeah, that's like the worst part. The barrier entry to hit the Heavensward content is freaking terrible. You gotta do everything that vanilla has to offer, like at least once, basically. Then you can see some of it, but.
Yeah.
I paid for it. I might power through it, but right now I'm having fun on WoW, so.
Didn't you spend like seven hours grinding?
Yeah, so yesterday it was. Woke up at 10 a.m. and I grinded for 7 hours straight, went through like 4 wrestling pay-per-views on WWE Network, and I still could not get through the vanilla content.
Dude, I told you getting WWE Network was a good idea.
It was a great investment when you're playing a game like Final Fantasy that's so boring that you need to watch something, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking of the new WoW expansion, it was recently announced.
Dude.
You guys know what it is, right?
Looks good.
I think we all know by this point. So, Warcraft Legion, WoW Legion, the Legion has returned.
It looks so good that, like, I didn't resub, I used the 7-day trial I had.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Hey, is the stream lagging for you guys too, by the way?
Yeah. Nope.
Like the FPS, like the frame? Yeah, a little bit.
Oh,
yeah. No,
it's dropping.
For me, I keep getting that, like, spinning circle thing.
Oh, no, I don't.
In the middle once in a while.
You hit refresh, I don't know.
Wait, have you guys had a show since the expansion was announced?
No.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
So, yeah, looks promising, in my opinion. I'm going to be re-rolling a new character. I'm probably going to be playing something I usually don't play, which is Hunter. You guys hear? Survival is now a melee spec.
Which is crazy. Sounds like they're changing Warlocks too, right?
Yeah, Demonology.
Yeah.
They're changing it to more, like, pet-oriented.
Something about Rogue's combat spec, too. Do you hear about that?
Hear
well,
that.
They said... So, Assassination is supposed to be, like, your poison spec, like it already is. Subtlety is going to be more stealthy, and combat is supposed to be, like, a pirate swashbuckler type of deal or something.
Are they going to get a blunderbuss?
I don't know. I don't really know what that meant, but he just said, just think of like swashbucklers and Booty Bay or whatever. So, that sounds cool.
Ninja booty.
Yeah.
For the paladin changes, or thing they were talking about, they were just talking about the whole Ashbringer thing. Mm-hmm. Seems like they were just talking about Rhett. They didn't say anything about the...
Right.
What the tank spec is going to get.
It's probably a shield, right? It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be a one-handed Ashbringer.
I wouldn't mind. Just a small like butter knife size one.
Probably gonna, or they might make up a lore, another lore item. They showed a few. And some of them they just kind of made up.
Wait, is it for reals that we're going to keep using those lore items throughout the whole expansion?
Yeah.
Yes. Confirmed. They said no weapons will drop throughout the entirety of Legion.
Mm-hmm. So is this going to be questing?
Yeah.
Well, I think you're supposed to get like artifact power, right? Artifact power comes from raiding through, mm-hmm. I think even doing PvP is what I heard. But just like anything that you do, like you're going to collect artifact power and level up your weapon throughout the entire expansion.
Yeah.
It's a pretty interesting concept, but...
Jesus.
It opens, like, the talent system on your weapon. Kind of looks like Final Fantasy X's. Like, little globe sphere thing. You guys remember that?
Oh, the sphere grid.
Fucking sphere grid.
Yeah, it looks exactly like a sphere grid.
That thing's garbage, man.
No lie, when I played Final Fantasy X, I don't know, I didn't understand that shit at all when I first played it. And I think I went the wrong way. And when I finally like caught on to what it was, like I just restarted the whole game.
Dude, I don't know what's worse, the sphere grid or fucking Blitzball, man, or Waka. Like
Game was. Fuck you.
Are you a Blitzball apologist?
Do you know like, also seriously. Likes to play Gwent for hours on end? So.
Seriously, okay,
Blitzball. I think like 100 hours of Final Fantasy X. Like 40 of that was Blitzball.
Wow, I've never met anyone that's been...
Wait, no, I think we're like 60 hours of that. Man, my team was all max level, got the Blitz Shot 3, or Jet Shot 3.
Final Fantasy hasn't had a good minigame since Final Fantasy VIII's card game, right? I think that's like the only thing that's good.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, Gino likes playing the game without actually playing the game.
I see, yeah.
I don't know how you guys didn't like Blitzball, though.
I'm gonna look up some.
I don't understand how you liked Blitzball.
No, man, no. Like you had to play it, right? Like to get through like the story.
There was only one part of the game where you were forced to play it, and that beginning game versus the Luka Goers is unwinnable. I don't know.
You tried.
I tried winning it, but like each time you retry, you have to watch a shit ton of fucking cutscenes. So I just like. I just gave up.
You should, like, go back and try playing it again.
Like, oh, because I'm smarter now?
Yeah. Read more books.
Books. Oh. Books.
What are we talking about? Well, Legion weapons?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about Legion. What else are they trying to introduce? So they're revamping the PvP system, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to phase out PvP.
I like that whole the prestige thing that they said about for PvP.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It gives you a reason to do BGs and shit.
Yeah, like I remember, like on my hunter, once I got full gladiator gear, this where season one was for warlords. I just really stopped playing. Like I didn't care anymore. And I feel like having like a system like the prestige system kind of like gives you something to do. You know, once you cap out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And since you're starting at level one. And you're hella good at PvP.
Yeah,
like, it kind of knocks you down to like everyone else's level, too.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I haven't heard anything about this prestige system. So it like handicaps you?
It's kind of like COD. It's kind of like COD's prestige.
Yeah, it's exactly like COD.
Reference like COD in the presser, right?
Yeah, there's gotta be some sort of copyright infringement there, but whatever. Oh wait, no, they're actually
they're both Activision.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense now. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's bleeding.
Like the PvP guy was probably at the water cooler, just like he couldn't understand what to do with PvP, and then a Call of Duty guy, a designer, was like, "Why don't you just add prestige?" and walked away.
It works, man. It's addicting.
But yeah,
I don't know how gear is gonna work though.
Did I just say this?
Oh, I wasn't listening.
I said that they're planning on phasing out PvP gear. So they're going to be using PvE gear in PvP again. Which is nice, because then it makes PvPers want to raid again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you said, Qua, that the eye level of a max PvE geared person is not going to be that much stronger than a...
Right. Yeah, so it was during an interview with Yogscast or something, and they said if you're like a max eye level, like Mythic Raider, if once you enter PvP, your eye level will scale down to like a certain degree or something, and that's kind of like the max, and like a freshly leveled 110 is basically be on par with that guy who's just in full Mythic gear.
So you want to just do fucking PvP?
Yeah, right away, yeah. And you can still get gear through PvP, but it just won't be like better. It won't be like PvP gear like you know it.
I think if this doesn't boost the subscribers, I don't know what will. Because this is what, like, half the game.
Oh, don't worry. They'll go all the way up to 10k for a couple of months at least.
10 mil?
10k times.
Jesus Christ.
10k.
What was I gonna say? They also said that their profession team, like for on the WoW professions, is the largest that it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they're gonna make professions come back big, because that was one of the big things from Draenor.
I didn't really mind the profession things in Draenor.
I
what profession thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's exactly because I hate response. Professions. I hate doing that shit.
Yeah, I've never been big into professions. But
God damn it. I fucking clicked the link for this fucker. It's a jump scare. God damn it.
You can't it's fitting for his name, horrible gnomon.
Huh?
Yeah. Nice one. Dude,
I love that we can see his reaction. So like all watching.
I'm so mad right now.
You're clicking on links in Twitch chat.
It's like, hey, can you help me on my PC?
Haven't you learned anything?
Okay.
Get baited, son.
Ah! God damn it!
Yeah.
Wrecked.
So you guys pre-order your Argent tournament, Argent.
Are you talking about Hearthstone now?
Ruined.
Yeah. Argent Crusade. Argent Tournament. Packs, yeah. Okay. Your booster packs.
I don't know.
Huh? Do you still play fucking Hearthstone?
I play, like, during my lunch breaks, and I just don't care anymore. I've been playing the same deck for the past, like, 2 months. Like, I'm just too lazy to, like, adjust my deck on my phone. I just don't want to do it on my phone.
Are you winning?
Like, stuck at, like, rank 17 or something. I don't really play. I play 2 matches a day.
Why don't you make another deck?
Too lazy, man. Like, when I go home, all I want to do is just, like, play WoW or whatever, Rocket League.
It's easy to make a new deck. Just, net deck it. If you want to play WoW, understandable.
Yeah. Actually, I think I did try, but then I feel like I'm always missing, like, one or two pieces from, like, the guides or whatever. Yeah.
This comes with time.
Drop your wallet.
Yeah, man, I don't want it. Too much RNG, man.
Yeah.
But I'm not absolutely.
Fuck it. My head fucking hurts.
So
what was mine after that fucking?
So does this make you even more hyped for BlizzCon, Qua?
Oh yeah.
All these announcements.
You think they'll announce the cinematic trailer at BlizzCon or before that?
I think at BlizzCon.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. That'll be so hype. Yeah. Yeah.
And they kept emphasizing they do want to release like their expansions like on a quicker cycle. So they might actually, I feel like they might do like the beta before BlizzCon too, if they want to get this expansion rolling.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I think they're just releasing this one earlier because the Warlords was not very good.
Well, yeah.
They just want to get rid of this one out of the way.
Trying to perform triage.
Damage control, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were content with letting Siege of Orgrimmar run out for over a year, I think. I don't think they care.
Mm-hmm. Dude. Oh my god. Like, even though WoW numbers are down, mm-hmm. after they assimilated Activision, they have, you know, they can take the hit.
Yep, in infinite money.
They lost 1.5 million in the last quarter, and that number 1.5 mil is like more than most MMOs will ever have in their lifetime, right? Yeah. So it's like just think about it. They're I'm pretty sure they're okay, and they even said that they're okay with like the peaks, like you know the subscriber number, like the drops and the peaks. They're okay with that as long as people come back to play during the expansions, which is kind of like we're okay with that, right? Like we just play the game hardcore 4 or 5 months, come back later.
Yeah.
Did we even last 4 months?
Yeah, Draenor. We played. I quit in March, from November to March.
I quit around the same time.
Yeah, I was around 4 months. Yeah. But yeah, they said they understand that the bulk of their audience is older now and don't have enough time to play. It's like they listen to our podcast or something. I'm pretty sure they do.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Yeah, they understand it's older, so they're trying to like cater to that. But they understand that people. That's why people do drop off. Not that much time for MMOs anymore. Like Qual said, you spent 7 hours a day yesterday just trying to grind on an MMO, and you're not satisfied.
Yep. I chose the wrong wrestling pay per views to go with it.
Which one?
Chose the wrong ones.
Oh man. Let's see. I watched a Royal Rumble, which is always terrible. They always suck.
Oh, hell no, bitch.
This one had Drew Carey in it.
Drew Carey?
Yeah, he came in.
Was he one of the numbers?
Yeah, he came in, and then he tried to bribe Kane not to, like, kill him, and he got saved. I forget. That was dumb. Anyway, let's talk about Legion.
No,
fuck that. I want to talk about Royal Rumble, dude.
Yeah,
I
always wondered. Stone Cold.
I always wondered, yeah. What if one of those joke numbers come in, like, you know, like the Honky Tonk Man?
Yeah, he came in that one.
What if he accidentally wins that whole shit?
Yeah.
Alright, what's the prize of winning Royal Rumble? Is it WrestleMania main event?
Yeah, main event, I believe.
That's too good.
You know what's super weird, though? I watched... Okay, we should stop this wrestling talking before we go off, but...
No.
Like, okay, so I watched WrestleMania 27, I think. It was The Rock versus John Cena, the main event. But for some reason, there was no title belt on the line. It was just those two fighting.
Oh, yeah, that's match. How...
Is that a thing now? Is the main event no longer about the title?
Wait, was that the main event? I don't think that
was
the main
event. Yeah, that was the final match.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't have to be the main event. I mean, like, a freaking Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker was one of the best WrestleMania matches, and that wasn't a main event. Mm. They just do these things.
All right, Richard, put us back. We're derailed on the wrestling
dude,
train.
So, season dude, 4 for Diablo 3.
There are no rails here, dude. This is a new show.
Yeah, but season 4, Diablo 3. Oh, yeah. Date was announced, right?
When?
August 23rd.
28th.
Yeah, that's yo, right. Yo, we still got 28th. Time. Want to hit 2's ladder?
Not really.
Yeah. Think later.
Dude, another game.
Claw, we were pretty deep in there in that 2's ladder, weren't we? When we hit it.
On WoW, we played.
No, not WoW. I'm talking about
Diablo.
I'm talking about Diablo.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about WoW. I was like, I don't remember playing Arena at all. yeah. We were at one point, but that was the season before when I was a support doctor.
No, I'm talking about when you were a demon hunter.
Oh, right, Mom. Right, yeah. Nah, man, I'm good. I'm waiting for the next season.
Yeah. They did say that if you're a Paragon 400, then you'll get a season portrait for your character, or for yourself.
Shit, did I get 400?
That is way too much. Yeah, I need to go check. I might have been. I might have hit 400. Actually, I'm not sure.
I don't remember. I don't care.
I hope so.
Paragon 400?
Yeah, 400. Then you'll get a season portrait. The next season. It's kind of like hardbacks.
So useless.
Yeah. But, we doing hardcore, Qual? You never answered me, piece of shit.
Hell oh, no. Yeah. I think it will. Just give
season,
it a shot.
The start of season 4?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think I'll do it. I don't know. Just to change it up.
Yeah. And then...
Are you guys for real, man? If yeah, I die, I'm gonna be pissed the fuck off.
Well, so, Gino, you play softcore, and then when Richard and I die, we'll come over and you can power level us.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Alright, so, man. We're talking about, like, a couple days.
Maybe, man.
We'll see.
You remember when we tried doing hardcore mode?
It's easy, but boring
as shit.
That shit
was so boring, man.
Yeah, it's easy to hit 70, but it's like when you do greater riffs.
You guys played conservatively?
Yeah.
I cranked it up all the way.
No, we cranked it up, but it was really hard to kill a Witch Doctor, because we had these amulets that, like, give us cheat death, and we had the passive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of skills like that. Mm-hmm. Then usually I just take the talent, that one talent that saves you, and then you just crank it up all the way. And if it ever procs, then I just run the fuck away. Wait for it to
cool down. The only reason like leveling was fun was because me and Claude did it at the same time, and we sat through Fast and Furious 1 through 6.
Oh, yeah, that's like, remember that? The only way you can stomach it. We watched all 6 Fast and Furious movies. Yeah.
And for some reason, with me and Claude, we really liked 2 Fast and Furious, the one with Tyrese.
The lamest.
What? That one sucked!
It was
no, but for some reason, me and Claude, that one was hella funny.
It was funny, but like it was bad funny, you know. Like
yeah, no,
but
pockets ain't empty. We hungry.
That's the one I remember.
Which one was your favorite?
Back to Barstow.
Tokyo Drift was my favorite.
Tokyo Drift, yeah.
Han, you liked Han?
Yeah, man. Actually, the latest one I thought was the best one. Fury 7.
Oh,
that's dude, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
No, yeah,
okay, I won't say it. But I enjoyed haven't it seen the most.
What? Furious 7?
7.
You still haven't seen Furious 7?
I haven't downloaded it yet. I didn't watch it in movies. What? Am I going to watch it by myself? No.
By this point, you should have either seen it or like deserved to be spoiled.
No.
Gino, you won't acknowledge... is that Brad in chat?
Oh, that is that is Brad. I haven't really looked at chat as much.
He owes you a baby. Or something along those
lines. You guys, can we talk about Legion again?
Yeah, sure.
So I have a question for you. So Doomhammer is what they showed off at the event, right?
Yeah.
For shamans, and that's Thrall's weapon, right?
Yeah.
What happens if you're a Draenei shaman or a dwarf shaman? Do you take Thrall's weapon still?
No, Thrall's a, like a universal good guy now.
Just
chill with the Alliance.
I don't know, man.
Him and Jaina?
Yeah, dude.
Isn't Jaina, like, evil?
No.
She's just bitchy. Pissed off. Yeah, which is funny, because we're going to be in Dalaran again, which used to be our city.
No, for the lore that I've, like, seen on YouTube, apparently Anduin calmed her down.
You guys see Anduin?
Bitch, chill!
You guys see Anduin in the cinematic?
Anduin?
Wait.
Anduin.
He looks old.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks
wait, what? He was in the cinematic?
Yeah,
he was in the background when, what's his name?
Still looks like Medivh. A bitch, though.
Medivh. And,
not Medivh. What's his name?
See, I'm Varian. Not the only one that calls him Medivh.
He's next to Varian when Medivh.
It's not what Medivh. Cinematic are you guys what's talking about?
Medivh?
That's Varian? Not his name. That's, no, what's the...
Khadgar.
Yeah, Medivh. Oh, wait. No, that's Khadgar. Oh, wait, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's Khadgar.
Oh, yeah, it was Khadgar. How embarrassing. Wow, Qua.
No, you're the one.
Go on, what are you saying?
Anyways, yeah, he looks old now. Yeah. The little kid.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Legion cinematic?
Yeah.
Yeah, not you'll the see. cinematic, the gameplay cinematic.
You'll see. When Khadgar appears in front of him, it's like, what does he say?
He says, the Legion's coming.
Yeah, the Legion is coming.
Do you guys remember, in Vanilla WoW doing the Missing Diplomat? Do you guys remember that quest line?
Refresh my memory?
It's the quest where you're, like, helping Anduin, who was, like, a baby or whatever, look for his dad or whatever.
Around Stormwind?
Yeah, it's Stormwind. It's, like, the longest quest chain ever.
Yeah.
Like, 20 to, like, 35 or something. Huh. I think that's the story. I forget. I just remember, like, the little kid's there. Mm. And now he's grown up.
Yeah, Anduin.
Still bitch, though.
What do you guys think? Should I level, like, start leveling around sooner or wait for the patch to come out with the new Survival Hunter?
That patch will not be out for a long time, man. It's going to be, like, it's going to be, like, a month before Legion release, right?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Just, like, the content patch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think those changes are going to be in the game until, like, a month before release.
I think I'll do that. I think I'll just wait. Ain't no big deal. Why are you playing so early, Qua?
I just have an itch for WoW, man. I always want to play WoW. I always want WoW to be good. It's just, you know.
Hmm.
It just never turns out that way.
No, I mean, Warlords was good overall, I thought, but it just didn't have enough staying power. Like, the beginning was, like, some of the best, like, content I played.
Yeah, best leveling.
Yeah, best leveling. The raid was good. I thought a lot of people didn't like Haimal, but I enjoyed it a lot.
I liked Haimal.
Yeah, just, like, the hook, though. It just didn't keep me around for as long as, like, previous expansions.
Mm-hmm. So
I... Damn it, I shouldn't have transferred my mage.
Wait, what's your mage?
To Horde.
Oh, right.
You never played him.
I leveled my mage, stopped playing.
Talk about your boost.
Yeah,
your
I boosted monk? A monk, played him for 3 levels, lost interest.
But then, you get a free 100 with the expansion.
That's gonna go into the Demon Hunter fund.
Demon Hunter starts at, like, 100.
I don't care!
Demon Hunter already starts at 100.
I don't care!
What do you guys think of BRF, though? You guys like him more than Haimal?
BRF?
Blackrock Foundry?
Oh.
It had some fun encounters. It's just, like, because we could never do it, I've seen it in more of a...
No, it was more like... it was harder than Haimal, but, like, the gear that you got was, like, not worth it.
Exactly. Yeah, so I feel like the boss encounters were better. I liked the setting better. But just the gear was just not worth it, right? It was, like, 5 item levels higher than what we got. Or something like that.
And, we were already decked in heroic gear. Gear.
Yeah, well, wasn't it, like, the case where we'd get a drop and we just, like, no one wants it, right? Because we have...
Yeah, it was a small upgrade.
Like even if it was our set piece, we were just like, right. Well, I already have, like, 10 item levels higher than that shit.
Yeah, the big hook was just getting our set pieces, because the set bonuses were pretty awesome, but we never got there.
And, yeah, I think everyone just kind of didn't want to log on for the raid anymore, and that's when we started...
Yeah, it wasn't worth it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, you think that's going to be a problem in the next fucking expansion, too? Like, we'll have fun during that first raid tier, but then it'll be that same problem with Haimal BRF.
It depends. I think they'll learn from the lesson, because actually they did apply a hotfix after we all quit, though. They just changed the item level for all BRF drops by like 10 or something.
Hmm.
So I think they did acknowledge the problem, and I think going in the future they'll probably address it early.
Should we open our guild to public? Is just that way, you know, there's always someone on to play with.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know, people we party with or think are cool.
Well, so... I've never done that. I was talking to Steven about this just yesterday. Like, we should think about joining a guild. Because, like, say if we run our own guild, we got to, like, open up our Mumble to, like, everyone, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Crimson was fun.
Yeah, so I was thinking, like, let's join a guild that's casual or whatever. Let them do all the management.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, and that way we always have people on the guild.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have our own, like, banked or guild bank. True.
Then we just use their guild building.
That was never a problem. I mean, I remember just, like, telling the officers, like, yo, I'm going to take a gem out back in BC, and then Firechuck's bitch ass saying that a fast two-hander, fuck that guy. Okay, never mind. we should, if we do make our own guild, we should have them write an essay. It's like guild pace.
For Where a casual do you see guild? Yourself
in this guild?
Or it's just something completely irrelevant. We just want to see their essay or their skills. Yeah. I don't know. I think we should probably do that. Just because, you know, once people started playing or stopped playing when we played in WoD, it was just like a snowball effect, because eventually no one would be online. Maybe that would stop people from leaving.
I'm kind of like, I'm down for anything. Like, I kind of want to do our own thing. Like, maybe in the beginning we'll just run our own raid like we did before, and once people start quitting, we'll just solo raid up with others or join a guild, you know.
Tell them we're a pack.
Yeah, I think we should do that. It's hard to join a guild that needs 2 tanks, though,
because honestly, like, I want to experience like the launch content, like the initial hype with just like us, you know. Like, I'm not sure I want to experience that with like a stranger guild.
Do we have enough, though? I don't feel like we have enough.
Yeah, that's true. It depends if we have enough or not, but we'll see.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. But I don't think we have 2 tanks. Quas is going to DPS.
Someone else. The Elven tank, man. You can tank.
I heard Brewmaster tanking was retarded.
Oh, really?
Might all change. Everything is up for debate at this point. Melee Hunter, top tier, calling it now.
It'd be interesting then. What do you imagine the playstyle would be like? Is it? I feel like it's gonna be like very trap centric. Like you'd be dropping traps all the time.
Yeah, maybe traps. Wing clip.
Wing clip. Raptor strike.
Wait, did you already say what weapon he's gonna use? This melee.
Yeah,
pole arm.
Say pole arm.
Yeah,
artifact. I don't know the lore significance though. It just looks like
Fuck the lore. Yeah. What?
I do. Like the idea of having an artifact weapon, though, like doing a long ass quest line. They also said there's going to be no catch up system for getting your artifact weapon. So if you make an alt, you're gonna have to go through a whole process of leveling it up, like legit.
So that scares the shit out of me, because if they do the same thing, like same progression model as the ring in WoD, where you have to get the like 300 elemental runes or whatever. Then yeah, that would be freaking terrible.
You have to spend like a month in Heimal after
exactly.
No one does it.
Yeah, if it's just like the gate is like collecting stuff in raids, that would suck.
I kind of like it. It brings a bit of the hardcore back in MMO. But yeah, just be sure the first character you roll, you really want to play it.
Nah. I made that mistake with Warlords and played a warrior.
Oh, yeah, you, that was the first character, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring Alvin's match back.
Hit 100, immediately went to Paladin.
Yeah. I didn't even touch that guy anymore.
I've been wanting to bring my warrior back.
Do it.
And I don't know. I feel like he always has to be orc, though.
Did you guys hear about the? There's another big change with the Discipline Priest. You read about that?
I did. Yeah, you can say what's up though.
Yeah, it's so they're designing a Discipline Priest to be a 50% DPS class, 50% healing class. So as you're healing, you're DPSing, which is pretty interesting. It's kind of cool. That's one of the cool things about Final Fantasy XIV, like the White Mage or whatever. Like during when the fight's slower, they'll actually start DPSing. And WoW, that's not really the case. You're healing constantly. This one, they're kind of taking a page out of FF14's book with that class design, I think.
Mm-hmm. When would you? What kind of slot would that fill, though? You know, if you're 50-50?
Yeah, I don't know.
Druid?
You know how, like, when we're doing our flex raid, you know how, like, we're, like, 11? Like, we always ask, like, all right, do we want another healer or do we want, like, another DPS, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, now
I feel like that would be
priest.
Perfect, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, a Disc Priest.
Would you run, like, two healers and a halfy?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It depends on, like, the group's, like, composition, I guess, if we're low on heals or low on DPS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. It's, yeah. Never really happened in,
So is it gonna be, like a, they're not, like, a shield generator anymore?
Right, I think there's, the situation was, like, you cast a buff on a random, like, on like, your tank or something, and as you're casting Smite will also do damage as it heals.
Hey.
Which is, yeah. That's one of the hypotheticals.
When are they going to fix Shaman? I want to be good again.
I know, right?
Seems like they're doing sweeping changes, which is good. It's interesting. Keeps it interesting.
How do you guys know about all these class changes, Stan?
Yeah, MMO champion.
Reddit? I didn't get down to the nitty-gritty of the expansion. Yeah. Only like the big things like the return to Dalaran.
I actually think if I was smart about it, I wouldn't read into it because they're probably going to cut like half things I'm talking about right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You're no longer returning to Dalaran. You will stay in your garrison.
Dalaran was Wrath of the Lich King, Capital One, right? Capital.
Yeah.
Like, is Dalaran moving or are they keeping it in Northrend?
It's moving.
Of course.
That's a floating
city. It's a floating city.
They blew up the other Dalaran, having to make another one.
It's like, basically, all of the fans love Dalaran. The developers know that. It's kind of a cop-out that they're going back to Dalaran, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Everyone enjoyed it.
It's a good cop-out.
Yeah, it's a good cop-out.
Yeah. I'm just happy it doesn't be a major hub, man.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, we can...
accidentally inspect people again.
Yeah, like I just didn't know how much like I missed it from WoD, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
Just seeing people.
Yeah, exactly.
Human interaction.
Like I was almost never in my garrison. I always went to that little. I always went to Warspear. Yeah, mm-hmm. Even though it was a pretty shitty town. I didn't really like Warspear.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone did.
Yeah.
I was only in Warspear when I needed to go to Ashran.
Yeah.
It's like Ashran. I hated that place.
Yeah.
House maybe.
They're also talking about bringing back daily dungeons or making it some sort of incentive to run a dungeon
once a day. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Points of justice. Or...
Speaking of dungeons, Cole, have you tried the mythic dungeons?
No, I haven't because it turns out you can't queue up for them. You need a pre-made.
Ah.
And it has to be on your server only. And I'm like, I would join one, but I'm too afraid to get yelled at, so.
Yeah.
Agreed. You have to be in Mumble.
That's like my main reason. Like, I wouldn't want to join a guild as a tank filled with random people.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just, are you just going to do LFR? See content?
Probably. I did the first wing, and that one's put me to sleep. I might just skip the raid entirely, just level just, my characters. Just
YouTube it?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I already saw the ending cinematic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. And, like, the hook about raiding isn't just, like, seeing the content, you know? It's actually, like, strategizing and downing the bosses, you know?
Mm-hmm. What do you think about what do you guys think about them bringing back Illidan?
Have they said how they're going to do that yet?
It was in the cinematic. Maeve, when you kill him in the Black Temple, we never really killed him. Maeve brought imprisoned his body in Tomb of Sargeras, right?
Again,
Tomb of Sargeras.
No, it's Sargeras. It's not Tomb of Sargeras. It's forget. I'll look it up. It's not that though.
Hmm. But it's some prison place, and then Gul'dan resurrects him.
Gul'dan does?
Yeah. He's the orc in the cinematic. Have you seen it? No?
Well, I've seen the cinematic. I just like...
Yeah, it's Gul'dan. That little stone he touches, and then that's the tattoos. It's Illidan.
Why did Illidan not look purple? He has a beard now, too, right?
He doesn't have a beard. I don't think. No. I'm looking at the picture. Yeah, he's imprisoned in the Vault of the Wardens.
Vault of the Wardens. There you go. And basically... Since the Legion is invading, the biggest invasion ever that we have ever seen, we're gonna ask him for help.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he gonna be mad salty?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
You killed me twice.
And he took my warglaves.
Pieces you killed a bunch of people.
Your duplicity is hardly surprising.
Is that how he talks, Cole?
That's what he says.
Oh, does he? Oh, in the Black Temple.
Yeah.
I never downed him. You downed him, right?
Yeah.
That was a fun week.
Yeah. Hey, you know, if they bring back Kael'thas, Richard, our wallpaper is going to be relevant.
Wait, yeah, dude is like
perfect. We have an Illidan and Kael'thas.
Oh, shit. Just oh, my God. That's disturbing.
The Legion.
Oh, man.
Hey, we're like semi-relevant right now.
Oh, that was great.
Illidan is back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Subject for porno.
But I do hope Illidan's, like, pissed off, and he fucking hates everyone, but he's, like, super strong. And he becomes an anti-hero. It'd be sick. Yeah, the fans have been wanting a redemption story for a while.
Yeah, but for all Illidan, like, Illidan's probably, like, the coolest character, but still, it's kind of, I don't know, part of me thinks it's a cop-out. We'll see how they handle it.
You think he's better than Arthas?
I always liked Illidan better. I wanted to win.
He almost beat up Arthas.
Yeah, he, in Warcraft 3, the ending, I wanted Illidan to win that final fight.
Mm. Oh, okay, so theory crafting. So Illidan, he comes back, right? Becomes an anti-hero, and then, part of this expansion, we go into the Emerald Dream, or now known as the Nightmare Dream.
Isn't that the first raid?
Yes. Yeah, that's the first raid. And it's like all corrupted now, right? Because of the Nightmare?
Yeah, it's the Emerald Nightmare now. Mm-hmm.
And then I think Malfurion's going to become evil, and then we fight Malfurion.
Village. Oh, no Dude, way.
We've been begging. Zoe's been begging to the kill Legion. Malfurion.
That's the last raid. We kill Malfurion.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay, so during Gamescom 2015, Illidan was confirmed to return. The latest developer's Q&A stated that Illidan will be very mad about his defeat at the Black Temple.
Very upset.
I'm salty.
Would be sad. Man, I remember I spent like, well, for Warlords, I spent like a whole, like, 2 months just trying to do Black Temple for the shield.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, yeah.
The Bulwark of
Astana. And he's never dropped it once. So I'm really pissed off at Illidan.
Mutual hate?
Yeah, it's mutual. And I don't know if you guys ever done, like, runs of Black Temple for gear. That's a long fucking raid.
It's a huge raid, man.
It's, yeah. I feel like it's longer than ICC.
It definitely is. Thing. Definitely. It's a lot larger, too. I think raids back then were poorly, like, built. It's just kind of like long hallways, you know? Like,
yeah,
like
Hyjal.
Compact a little bit, yeah.
Hyjal was not fun.
That wasn't too long ago, man.
Dude, honestly, everyone hates Hyjal. I think Hyjal's my favorite raid of all time.
Hyjal, walking around Hyjal was not fun, but like...
Doing the raid itself back then.
Yeah, the raid itself, yeah. like when you were like holding off the Legion against, and then you have to fight like three bosses right after one right after another, that was a fun one.
Yeah, for me it's like the illusion that you're on a Warcraft 3 map, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, like you have your units, you gotta keep them up and everything, you get to heal them, the grunts. Yeah, I like that a lot about Hydro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for this next expansion, they should really bring back Karazhan.
They are. They said it's gonna be a significant place.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Is there a raid? Or
I hope it's a raid.
If WoW does what it always does with its expansions, they're gonna bring an old raid back as like one of the first tiers.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be Karazhan.
Did WoD do that? It didn't, right?
I don't think WoD did that. But like,
well, if you count Modern Core, but Modern Core was, yeah,
that was like an anniversary
thing. Yeah, that wasn't really a thing.
Yeah, but Karazhan has pretty strong lore significance.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's where we're gonna find Medivh and Khadgar.
Mm-hmm. Khadgar.
And Shade of Arran.
Oh man.
Soldar still has some teeth!
My favorite Don't raid move. Boss of all time.
Don't move! You jumped! You jumped.
Same with Prince Malcazar, man. How long it took to...
Because he all has shitty computers. Oh. Only Marlin could look at the meteors.
And then the Fee rage quit.
Yeah. And then I remember Geno killed himself with Shadow of Death, like 5% in the fight.
Enfeeble.
Yeah.
I did my rotation, guys.
Yeah. Hopefully they bring back Karazhan. Good times in there, I suppose.
I'd freaking miss the like exclusive 10-man raids, you know? Like right now they do like the flex raids. Flex is great, honestly, but I think it's giving them an excuse not to develop new raids that are 10-man exclusive, like ZA or ZG. Or ZG is 20-man, but like the smaller raids, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were a lot more raids back then, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because of those tiers.
I really had fun with Karazhan. Just because of like all of us sticking around.
You don't like Karimal? Well, I think... No.
I don't know. Like, by that time we did Haimal, or like, it was just like, that was all just normal to me. But like, Karazhan was the first, like, basically the first time we all just raided together with just us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what like made it super special. Mm-hmm. And just like doing opera and like Romeo and Juliet.
Karazhan was a fun instance.
Yeah,
I like Karazhan way more than Haimal.
Yeah, it's not even like a nostalgia thing. That instance still holds up, I think. Like the mechanics were great. Like the randomized the opera one was cool.
Like you guys remember doing Morose and we had to like sap one of them and stuff.
Yeah,
Morose.
This was a very fun. Like the one priest we had was Geno had to mind control one of the dudes.
Oh yeah,
the dragons with the beams.
You guys ever done a transmog run of Oh, Karazhan. I had to look up a guide on how to win chess by yourself.
Chess match? Yeah.
Oh, did you read about the transmog news about in Legion?
Hmm?
What happened?
You know how they do in Diablo where if you get like a weapon or something, like any item, it enters your transmog library.
Mm-hmm.
And you can like destroy it and then you'll still have it. They're gonna do that with WoW too.
Oh yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. Oh nice.
And that I is... am I'm guessing it's account wide, so like you can just get any item on any character.
Dude, I can clear up my bags.
Are they doing away with void storage then?
I believe so. I think the plan is to do like a transmog library, similar to with the heirloom system right now. If you guys logged in recently,
nice.
Do you guys think it's too late?
For what?
Is this all just like they're clawing, trying to claw back? They're on the cliff, about to fall off.
No, I don't know.
This is a Legion expansion, but we're not. I don't think we're gonna fight Sardaris. If anything, it might be the next expansion. Maybe we fail to stop the Legion invasion,
and the world's
yeah,
over.
And that's
and that's how they end the whole World of Warcraft series.
And then WoW 2.
No, WoW 2.
50 years later, mankind has moved underground.
Or just make it where Gul'dan keeps getting away at the end. We just keep chasing him.
I think Gul'dan is like overplayed, man. We gotta kill that guy, man. He's so lame.
Where in the world is Gul'dan? You just see a silhouette. But we did kill him. This is the alternate timeline, Gul'dan.
I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Yeah, isn't Illidan like hanging out with Gul'dan's skull in the cinematic?
Yeah. He has Gul'dan's skull.
This is awkward.
No, I'm a bad. Just had a lot of power.
Yeah. Dude, what if the final encounter is Gul'dan with Gul'dan's skull? And, like, phase two, he picks up the skull and, like, puts it on his head or something.
This is my final form.
Yeah. And then he gets hella strong.
I would like to kill Gul'dan. That'd be cool. Cool fight. Illidan.
Like, he steals, he extracts Gul'dan, his own skull, from Illidan's body, and then he just eats it himself.
Are you going to play Demon Hunter, Alvin?
I might use my boost on him if he's not 100. He's like level 95, I'm still going to use my boost. I don't even give a fuck.
You could Demon Hunter tank.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah, tanking and DPS is their thing. The metamorphosis for the tanking one look like gargoyles. Yeah, it's like all armored and stony and horny.
That looks
fun. Every time they announce a new class, I never play it. I always feel like it's too mainstream for me.
Yeah, I've never played one of the new classes yet.
I still think like Death Knight's too mainstream.
Not really, pretty hipster. Well, actually, they were pretty godly in the beginning of WoW.
I've always been like super overpowered, but I've never played one.
You remember WoW? Freaking Death Knight tanks were freaking insane.
I think they still are, right? Aren't they pretty high up there?
Blood DKs?
Not the DKs. They're in PvP, they were crazy. They had a lot of burst if played right.
I mean, tank wise though, they did so much damage compared to paladins and warriors.
Oh really?
Maybe damage, but
I think paladins and warriors were still the better tanks for progression.
Oh yeah, DKs are just better in dungeons
for tanks.
Yeah, but who are we to talk about progression?
Dude, we're two bosses away from clearing Cloudbreak Foundry.
Yeah, but the next boss was the freaking Blood Furnace or something like that. Blast Furnace. I just heard so much like stupid shit about that instance. Like, I almost didn't even want to try it.
I didn't want to try because, like, remember how long we took to kill Iron Maiden, and like the loot dropped and it was like garbage.
Yeah,
it's like, great. Man, all of that work for this.
What else could we have done, honestly, to like keep ourselves in it?
Just
have more friends.
Yeah.
In fact, I mean, that one guy was that one Death Knight friend of Steven's is just.
That was like carrying us. So disheartening, man. But like, we couldn't beat what was his name, Margok? Last boss of Emperor. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out all we didn't have was damage. We one-shotted him, and Steven brought his friend over.
Yeah, he just needed damage. Well, I'm not gonna say anything, but some of our DPS was subpar. Just saying.
Like who?
A few people.
Yeah, call them out, man.
Is Brett here? Okay, well, one was Brett. The other was Chris. But Chris didn't really PvE that much. He was mostly a PvPer. Mm. Who else was shitty?
Well,
I just remember there was a few.
Off topic, I guess hit 88 to 89 in like 35 minutes or something.
Wow.
That's leveling now.
Damn, that's a Racha bottle grind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Brad was the worst, right?
Oh yeah, he wasn't great either.
Yeah,
sorry, Brad. Maybe you could have a redemption. What's up,
Calvin? Was like always undergeared. He had like a green trinket like forever. It was embarrassing.
True, I know. There you go. Okay. Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe I don't know. That's just speaking progression.
Speaking of progression, I gotta go pee. Be right back.
Are you gonna do PvP this time around, Carl?
I think so. I think the thing that turned me off about PvP was like the keeping up, you know. I just didn't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
And since they're doing away with the PvP here, I think I'll probably just jump into it without that pressure.
Yeah, you're gonna try to get arena.
Bro.
Probably same thing, like mounts. Oh, you mean like gear?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is this still gonna be arena gear and stuff?
No, there's no more arena gear.
Yeah. What I'm hoping is, like, the PvP system is, like, eye level kind of stays the same, but if you do PvE, like, there's still PvP gear you could get that's just kind of bland, but PvE gear has, like, those special trinkets or mm-hmm. special procs in your weapons.
Right.
That kind of set you apart a little bit from regular PvP. Makes it a little more interesting, maybe. Something along those lines.
Yeah, because other than the item level stuff, it's just the trinket procs, right, that you need.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm kind of hoping it's, like, back in vanilla. Like, back in vanilla, a High Warlord weapon could stand pretty close toe-to-toe with a Hand of Sulphurous or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those two different worlds, they're kind of on the same item level, something along those lines. Something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Just like one had more stamina because it was a PvP weapon.
Yeah, something like that. But like it would be offset by being a little more offensive with the proc on the Hand of Sulphurous. Shit like that. That'd be awesome. Go back to the vanilla roots.
I miss.
I remember PvP.
That one.
Yeah.
That one. That like 1 month before BC came out, where it was just like you can redeem it with honor points.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this is amazing, and then I bought my High Warlord weapon.
That's great. That was a super fun month, man. I remember Red Paladins were super overpowered in the beginning.
Oh yeah,
it's very fun.
They had a Vengeance, which gave you extra attacks.
And yeah.
Reckoning
was...
Reckoning.
Reckoning bombs. I think that was it.
Yeah. Hopefully it's like that. But I'm gonna be doing PvP. Does having that little unlocking transmog with prestige. Tickle your fancy at all?
You think Hell yeah!
Something to work towards.
And now that we're Alliance, we're gonna get hella honor just from winning AV.
Existing.
No more honor. No more honor.
You know, throughout. Oh, really?
Yep. No more honor.
What are you grinding for then?
You're grinding your prestige experience.
Oh,
it's like Call of Duty.
Just think of an experience bar, like a separate.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Experience bar, like for PvP only.
Yep.
Okay, I got you. Well, at least we could still do AV and shit. You know what? I didn't win AV or Isle once. Not on Horde side.
Yeah, as a Horde.
I didn't win once, man.
I didn't touch it.
Like, I lost so many times, I just took it off my, like, I just banned both of those.
Banned Strand of the Ancients and that.
No,
or not Strand of the Ancients, AV and...
Isle of Conquest.
Yeah, Isle of Conquest.
Isle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun... BG when it first came out.
I don't remember doing any BGs actually in WoD, like after all your blue gear. There's like zero reason to do regular BGs, right?
Mm. Yeah, just rated ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rated.
And I loved the rated battlegrounds. I mean, I really hope with this next expansion, fucking just hope druids are not just the best expansion for our best healers the whole expansion
mm-hmm.
again.
No, paladins are up there.
Yeah, aren't paladins broken right now?
Yeah, you just stopped playing.
Yeah. It took too long, man. It took like 5 months for a change to happen.
Yeah.
But Obama.
We did pretty well in our rated BGs. We got pretty high. Iron rating.
Yeah, well, like, what, 1700, 1800, I forget.
You ever joined a random...
like 2K. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Did you guys pub them? Pub RPG sometimes?
Yeah, I did it. Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah, I did it a few times. It would always be like, we'd get together, we'd lose the first game, and everyone just leaves.
Yeah, lucky, that was man. The worst part. I hated doing that.
The definition of YOLO, dude.
That it sucks for the guy who has to make the next group.
Yeah, Qua always did his by himself, though.
Yeah, I always just got it done and then the beginning of the week, like Tuesday or whatever.
You're smart, though. And you got really lucky, right?
Yeah, I always got... Yeah, my hunter especially. Yeah.
It was the most annoying getting, like, the same piece that you just bought. It was so gay.
That's why you buy it on Tuesday with your
points. I did!
Well, that's why you buy it and refund it every an hour and a half.
I was so excited.
And then... Do you think humans are still going to be the best for PvP?
I don't think so, because they're taking away their...
PvP trinket.
That racial?
Yeah, well, not taking it away, but they're giving it to everybody as a skill.
Damn.
That is true, yeah.
So PvP trinkets are no more?
Who knows? What if, as a human, you can use it twice? Wouldn't that be crazy?
Oh, shit. Fuck that.
They also said that now that they're doing the prestige system, they're going to implement PvP skills that they've always thought about, but never had, weren't capable of doing.
Mm-hmm. This is the technology just wasn't in there.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Well, because if they added these skills, it would change PvE also.
Yeah.
But, no, I really like that.
Yeah, so they're segregating the two now.
They can balance it a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so if everyone gets that that human skill, like, do you think there's going to be like a faction imbalance again? Because now people are only playing Alliance just because of that skill. When they really wanted to play Horde, you know?
Right.
Well, it could go both ways. I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily just because skills. Maybe just for the PvPers. But how many people will PvP, you know? How many are that serious in the PvP where they like, dictate what faction they go to?
Yeah, I don't know. What if, like, since Alliance doesn't have the OP stuff, then everyone's going to go Horde because Horde looks cooler or whatever. That might suck.
Didn't you see that, like, the Maybe. Top PvPers was, like, 55% of them were human?
Oh, really? But isn't it, like, crazier that, like, 90% were Alliance, though? Because, like, those dwarves...
Yeah, dwarf racial right. too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. We'll see. Alliance-based expansion. So...
You think it's Alliance-based?
I think so. It's gotta be.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a neutral thing.
I think this Illidan, looks neutral, honestly.
Illidan's on Alliance. He's a Night Elf. He has that whole thing with... He's Mofirion's brother. Mm-hmm. Khadgar. Went to Ivarian. And Anduin hit puberty.
Dude, where is this cinematic? I want to see what Anduin looks like.
Let's see.
He's just like default male human model number 3.
But like he's more ripped.
Yeah. I don't know. As long as Gul'dan's in there, I still think it's a Horde-centric.
I mean, if you think about it. Oh, wait, no, he was a Titan. Never mind, I was going to say Sargeras was Alliance, but...
Nah, he's Titan.
He's just a Titan.
Yeah. You know your lore. Congratulations, sir. You corrected yourself.
Whatever. Fight me.
But, yeah, I think that does it for this week's episode. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Come back again next Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah!
Thanks for joining us, Qua. You're a great guest. Yeah.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Sriracha all day, every day?
Yep, I wear it all the time.
Where can they reach you? Would you like to plug yourself?
Oh, I don't have any plugs.
Twitch.tv/...
I'd like to plug you.
Thanks.
What's your Twitch call?
Shoot.
Wait,
oh,
do you Twitch?
Supermassive 19.
Supermassive 19.
Do you stream games outside of Bloodborne?
No, just Bloodborne is the only game I ever stream, so... Wait for Dark Souls 3, you'll see me there.
Alright.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks.
Later.
Alright, see you guys next week. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed.
Peace out.
Bye bye.
Fuck you, Brad.